A1 agricultural, south 22 acres zoned A1 agricultural, east larger parcels zoned A1 agricultural, and to the west there's residential lots R1 single family residential, NR1 single family nightly rental district, and C2 general commercial districts. So just close in on the property, our southern 200 and 250 Siler is this parcel. The parcel just to the north is the 13-acre parcel, 12.8 acres. There's a picture of the single-family home. And then within 1,000 feet, these are the percentage of the zone districts, not to include the applicants. So 50% of the area properties, again, this is within 1,000 feet, are A1, 13% of them are R1, 7% NR1, and then 30% C2. And at that, I'll pull it up on our GIS and let the applicant add anything he wants to add.
Let me go ahead and talk.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to present tonight. As Scott stated, I'm here tonight to ask to rezone my existing permits to NR1 and ask for the new approval for 165 Siler. I really didn't want to do the conditional use permit because I wanted to get the county's long-term buy-in, because I do believe this is the best zoning in use for this land. The 8 existing structures on this land are so old that I cannot get my insurance company to even offer liability insurance on the property because of its condition. This lot is approximately 50 feet from the commercial zoning land for the big Bass Pro shooting range. Furthermore, 30%, all of these two lots here are also owned by Bass Pro, even though they're not zoned C1. This is relevant because the shooting range is below where this house sits, essentially up on a hill, and it is very loud, almost to the point of jarring, right? So when we built that first rental home, which we really bought for us, and we were going to rent it out to offset the cost, I was worried about it. But I found that the renters, the gunshots don't really bother them. So I look at this project and say, hey, this is a way to clean up that corner, which is, again, these are 8 dilapidated buildings. My insurance provider will, and that's why they were moved, because I'm at risk right now. And they said, no, we will not insure you until you remove all of that. So this is a chance really for a win-win scenario where I can do what I believe is in my best interest and to grow this, what is a fun, little family business where we get to stay in these homes and share them with our guests. But at the same time, we're going to provide meaningful investment in the local community, spending upwards of $2 million locally in Taney County. The other thing I'll point out is I see a lot of these new nightly rental neighborhoods where they're putting in, like, these 10-bedroom homes, and they're just back to back to back. The entire point of our development is that it's 100% private. It's Ozarky. I don't want to build a home where you can see another home. So really, here's our existing one. Then we've got one that's going right here. This is over a football field away between these two. And then the first concept was one house here, and then one house here. I don't know if I want to pay for a road, but I would love to put one kind of back in here. Is a big valley. But the point is, we're not shoving people in these houses. They're not these giant 10 bedrooms. We're targeting guests that like nature. We built these really neat trails and paths, and that's what we're going for, to preserve the environment. And there's this beautiful pine forest here. I mean, that was my original motivation to buy this land, was to make sure whoever buys this preserve these 100-year-old pines. So it's a really neat property, and I humbly ask for your support in rezoning both pieces in R1.
Does anybody on the board have any questions for this applicant? Do we have anybody in the audience that wants to speak for this rezone project? Okay, we have two. Whoever wants to go first.
Hi, my name's D.G. Cyberling. I live on Jones Road around the corner from there, and I'm real close to the shooting range, too. I do hear that a lot. But just in the last week, going down there and seeing what's been happening there, where all that old junk, he's got all tore down and everything, and the home that he does have down there is just a beautiful home, and it's real nice, and I'd like to see more of that, too, for somebody else to have a chance to make something to offer other people where it's not all consumed by Johnny Morris and Big Cedar. I think everybody should be able to have an opportunity, and where this land is, it's just beautiful. The trees, the valleys, and everything, and it really makes a good place to relax. And the quality of what he has there already, the home, it's just outstanding. It's really well cared for and built nice, and it serves a nice family. So I think it would really be a plus to our neighborhood.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Michelle Torres, and I live on Jones Road. I also have nightly rental not down there at the corner from this property, and about 20 nightly rentals in Branson Cedars Resort. That's just right up from that. Since I live on the road, I drive by there all the time. Where he's going to build it, there's dilapidated mobile homes, kind of scary looking. And I've noticed they've been cleaning it up. The house that he has is very nice, well kept, clean. I feel like that this is nothing but good for the road, which is... this is a nightly rental kind of neighborhood there.
Okay, thank you. Do we have anybody to speak against this rezone project? Okay. Scott, do I need to read this resolution before we make a motion?
Can or ask the applicant if he's got any more to add.
Okay.
See if he's got any more to add, and then go ahead and read it.
Thank you for your kind comments.
Please, if you'd come up to the mic, please.
Yes, I guess in summary, I would just reiterate, when the board in the county approved the shooting range, really it impacted the whole community around there. So I know it's not currently zoned commercial, but with all the nightly rental development and the gunfire, I believe it's the best suited land use for the county long term, and would look forward to investing those funds to continue to clean up that street and supporting the county. So thank you for your consideration.
On 250 and 251,
yes, sir.
You've already got your use permit to build nightly rental, correct?
Yes, sir.
So what's to be gained by just trying to resolve?
Yeah. So I'm not a rich guy. I'm taking out a big loan to do this and leveraging my primary home. And I want to make sure that I've got the county's long-term buy-in. And I know the conditional use permit, I mean, it's with you for the period that you own the house. But I believe for me, if I'm going to go and try to spend over $2 million on this thing, you know, putting in the roads, the infrastructure. Even when I built the first one, I was getting easements for power. It was so much work. I said to myself, wow, I'm putting a lot of money into this. I need to make sure that, to me, it's the appropriate zoning. For what I'm doing now in roads and multiple structures, I see it as the appropriate zoning avenue for this round. Thank you. Any other questions I can address?
Does anybody else have any questions?
Were you at the meeting when we had the public meeting?
I think this for this request
when
or for
we
the
were
previous
doing
ones?
Our mapping.
Rezoning.
Rezoning.
For the original? I'm sorry. Yes, for the original ones, yes. I was at all those meetings. Yes, sir.
I had calls from three local residents through the course of the week, and they all had their hair on fire and didn't think it was a good idea. But they're not here.
Well, I just recall in the meetings that we were going to draw a line, you know, for the commercial, or where's it going to end at? I mean, not just in this area, in different parts of the county. But
Scott, didn't we deny one just south of that?
There was two that were denied down here for a special use permit. And this, again, this is a rezone.
But were those in Oakmont?
No, those are actually even farther down. They were down
right there
in this area.
Yeah.
So most everything on the other side of Jones Road is all, it's already all muddy rail, right?
Right.
And now it's jumping over the road and heading down the road.
Yep.
And we zone this for nightly rental. That doesn't limit the number of cotton mills that can go in there.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
Well, it limits.
I'm limited on. I'm sorry, Scott.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to
interrupt. I was just going to say, big picture, since I don't have wastewater, I would be limited to septic. So right now I'm doing proposing four houses for 20 acres. Let's say I wanted to put one house for every 2 acres on that side. That would still only be five, which would be incredibly thin and light, even compared to the region, these houses right here. So I'm with you, right? I mean, you got to draw the line somewhere. But again, I would point out that when you drive down this street, and people, you know, what you would see there at night, candidly, it wasn't even safe. So I'm not trying to act like I'm being altruistic and doing the county a service, but I genuinely believe if you were to develop a master plan for what is in R1, what I'm trying to do in this project would qualify, because this is going to have a meaningful impact on this street.
And he's correct. He could only do one single family home per 2 acres because he'd have septic.
And I appreciate the fact that you're thinking long term. You know, you want to protect your investment. But when you tell it to somebody with, to remain nameless, unlimited wherewithal, and they put an alternative system, they can put 30 units on those if we zone it for nightly rentals. You know, if you get a conditional use permit, there's still some control on how much can go in there. And if we rezone it, it's over.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate what you're doing, and I wouldn't even suggest that you're not being forthright in how many you want to do.
Yeah.
But if somebody wanted to purchase that from you, then we don't know what they're going to do.
Yes.
And they could stack condos up through there and put an alternative system in, and now we've got more traffic on that road that'll handle.
Then that's not really true. It's still septic. They can only put one per 2 acres. Because it's a septic, unless they build a wastewater plant through the DNR.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what they can do.
Versus
an
advanced system.
Yeah, and if they're going to do that and they get the DNR to approve it, they can get other units out there if they want to.
But no, because I mean, this is NR1, single family residential homes.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to rezone it to NR3.
Well, how many single family homes can you get on that acreage?
Well, right now, only one per 2 acres.
But if you
get the wastewater plant, that would be up to the wastewater plant that was being built.
That could handle it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And 2 acres is the minimum. It depends on the soils test as to how big your acreage has to be.
If you do a plant, then that's an equipment.
Correct. Yes.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
A plant on 20 acres. I said a plant for 20-acre development.
I've built several of them.
And it's only 12 on that side, too. Can I respectfully add, I think it was in 2016 when...